From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's Supreme Court rejects an appeal by the president. President Dilma Rousseff wanted the court to stop the Senate impeachment process against her, but the court rejected her request, clearing the way for a Senate debate and vote by Thursday. In Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest reacted.
There's no denying that this is a challenging time for the nation of Brazil and for the government officials that are trying to lead that country.
Newspaper polls have indicated that 50 senators are expected to vote in favor of a trial, many more than the majority needed. However, it's not clear if those senators will also vote to convict her. Officials say bombings across the Iraqi capital killed at least 75 people Wednesday. The deadliest attack occurred during the morning rush hour when a car bomb ripped through a market in the Sadr City area, killing at least 64 people and wounding 40. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Later in the day, a bombing at a police station in Karamia killed at least 15 people, and a suicide car bombing in Jamia killed 7. Public health experts are calling for the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro to be postponed, moved, or both as a precautionary measure to thwart the spread of the Zika virus. In an article published this week in the Harvard Public Health Review, University of Ottawa professor Amir Attaran said Rio is more affected by Zika than anyone expected, rendering earlier assumptions of safety obsolete. A new report by the International Monetary Fund says bribery and corruption cost the world's economy as much as $2 trillion every year, or 2% of their gross domestic product. This is VOA News.